How many of you would rather have Him? He's what it's all about, isn't He? No doubt. So, if you have your Biblica, I hope you do, so I don't get anything over on you except truth. Please, bring your Bibles to church. Oh man, I shouldn't have said that, because if somebody doesn't have one, they'll look conspicuous. If the person who doesn't have the Bible that you're sitting next to, they are a steward of the mysteries. They have it all inside of them. So don't judge them prematurely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They just didn't bring theirs because they didn't want to intimidate you. Okay? But next week they'll bring theirs. Hallelujah. Glory. So you'll turn, please. We're going to go to several places in the Word, and we're going to move right along, but I'm sure the Holy Spirit's going to help us. If you'll turn to John 14, that's the letters in red. Jesus speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that anointing. Would you just stretch your faith this way and pray for me? And I would appreciate it so much. Father, I just worship You. I know I can do nothing without Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus. I just lay all of my talents before Your feet. I know nothing of myself. But what I know through the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the world to come. Your Word is truth. He is sent to guide us into all truth, and Your Word is truth. I receive that grace that comes from Jesus, that virtue from Him as a teacher. Soundness and doctrine and reproof and judging those things on this earth as true and honest before God and before man. I bless them as they bless me. And I thank You. Receive these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah. We want to talk to you about the express image of Jesus and who you are in Him and us becoming like Him together. In that express image. Let's look at the words of Jesus this morning. A few places we'll just read the verse, but here have to read a good portion of it. Let's begin in verse 1, and we'll read down through verse 12 of John chapter 14. This is Jesus speaking prior to the Last Supper, and He's saying these things. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto Him, Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How many of you are glad that He is those three things personified? No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. And see, what Jesus is wanting to do is He's wanting to present you before the Father in His image. Because if we're in the Jesus' image, we're in the express image of the Father. Verse 7, if you've known Me, you should have known... verse 6 again. Let me read that again so I can continue to flow. Jesus saith to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. If you had known Me, you should have known My Father also. And from henceforth you know Him and have seen Him. Everybody say, seen Him. Philip, it's amazing the dialogue here. Thomas, then Philip. I'm so glad that I can see that Jesus' disciples were not intimidated to talk to Him and ask Him questions and bring up subjects of what they did not understand or where they thought His thought patterns were going. Philip saith unto Him, Lord, show us the Father. Show us Him. We want to see Him. And it'll suffice us. In other words, that'll satisfy us. If you're talking about showing us the Father, show us. We want to look in. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known Me, Philip? He that has seen Me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me? Now the words, watch this, two things you're going to see here, words and works. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. That's the one that's producing the words. And He doeth the works. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Believe me not, or believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works. Works, apostrophe S, say, verily, verily, that is truly, truly, He's saying, He reiterates it. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. Glory be to God. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. Hallelujah. Now the greater works is this. We've discussed this before and you understand, but we'll reiterate. What greater work could you do than he did? Raise the dead, heal the sick, by the thousands, maimed were made whole. There was only one that the disciples could, that he, Jesus, could not do. Gary taught it through the Holy Spirit this week so eloquently. You have to have the seed before you can have the production of the seed. Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. The work that he could not do at that time was he couldn't get other people born again. He couldn't. He couldn't say, receive eternal life. He had to be crucified, planted as the seed, resurrected, go to the Father. Then as ambassadors of Christ and as disciples, we can do the greater work. What work he could not do then is no one could be born again. And truly, people being born again supersedes maimed being made whole, blind seeing, dead raising. And Jesus said, the works that I do, in other words, all these things that have been written about me or that you guys are going to write about me, you're going to do all these things. But the greater work you're also going to do, which is you're going to petition and solicit from all the nations, millions of people and billions of people to my coming. They will be born again. Hallelujah. Now the world has not seen what Jesus was saying here. Because what he said in verse 10, he said, believest not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. Listen, the graciousness of everything I've been saying, all of my doctrine that I've been teaching, everything, if that has not convinced you, if the graciousness and the magnitude of my words have not convinced you, then what he says is this: not only is it my Father speaking, but my Father backs up my speaking with his works. In other words, once I have taught, once I have said, once I have taught people, then stepping forward and healing the blind and healing the sick confirms to the world that the works that I'm doing, or the words that I'm saying rather, are backed up by the Father. He comes with power and he does do what I have said and what I have taught. Isn't that wonderful? Believe me. He said, look, who was he talking to? He was talking to Philip, but all of them, and he's talking to us. He said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or if you can't believe, I mean, if it's so hard to believe based on everything I've said and done and taught, in essence, he said, or else believe me for the very works' sake. In other words, and this is the part that the sleeping church has not revealed to the world. They've taught, they've said, they've had gracious words. I like the way somebody said it. I think Dave said it. He may have stole it from Kenneth Copeland. I don't know, but I this is like something he'd say. He said, if the guy got you up in the plane and he's flying you along and he's your teacher, and somehow you got up there and the guy says, okay, this is your instrumentation, this is blah blah blah, here's the yoke, this is how you do it. Oh, better yet, this would serve better, this is how it could work, okay? Because if he got you up there, he'd know how to get you up there. The teacher, he takes you out on the tarmac, you're sitting there. Put your hands here. Yep, gotcha. Okay, got it. Okay, got it. Okay, this is your throttle. This is your rudder. This is how we're going to... Okay. Take off. And you're looking at him. This is the first time in the cockpit. I don't know how to fly this plane. You're the teacher. And if he said to you, "Oh, I just teach. I don't actually fly. I don't know how to fly the thing. I just know how to. I'm a good teacher." Jesus said, "Not only do I teach, but once I've got done teaching, everything that I've said is confirmed by the Father, because the works are confirmed by His power." But the greatest thing that He ever said was, "The works that I'm doing, the Father will confirm My image in you by backing up your words with power also." Hallelujah. The works that I do, you'll do also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, "This is the image." Remember? "Show us the Father." And basically He's saying, "Okay, I've been with you this so long, and this is what the Father does. He teaches and He does. He teaches and He does. He teaches and He does. Oh, and by the way, you're going to be conformed to My image. And not only will you teach and show the world, but the Father will back up My image in you by showing that the words that you've said are truly His. And He will endow you with power by the Holy Spirit. And you'll actually be able to do what you say." Hallelujah. The church is going to wake up. It's no longer going to be an argument. And I'm not talking about petty doctrines. I'm talking about the doctrine of Jesus Christ. He shed His blood that you could raise up out of that sickness, out of that wheelchair, impoverished person. You don't have to be impoverished anymore. Legion. I don't care how many devils are dancing around in your head. That's the greatest. To me, that's one of the greatest miracles of all the miracles that Jesus did. Not the casting out of the devils. He did that often. But legion was a man. The word legion could amplify out to at least 6,000 devils. Now, one on a bad day, one eensy-beensy one, if you don't take care of him, he can cause you to have a bad hair day and be grumpy. He's not possessing you. He's just causing an atmosphere. Can you imagine 6,000 dancing around in somebody's spirit and soul? When Jesus cast them out and they left Him, Jesus didn't stick around for 2 months to take that man through pastoral counseling. The Bible says immediately. See, the anointing not only sets you free, but the anointing teaches you. It teaches you how to be a good daddy, a good mommy, a good housewife, a good husband. It teaches you if you stay in that anointing. And the Bible says he was immediately, they found him, the whole city, clothed in his right mind and saying to Jesus, "Let me go with you." And Jesus said, "No, go back and tell him." And the Bible says he went out into Decapolis, which was a 10-city ring around where he lived, and he began to publish. Nobody had to sit down and tell him how to become a man. And this was a man that cut himself, ran naked through the graveyards, totally out of his mind, but the anointing. Boy, wouldn't you like to do those kinds of works? We will if we stay. If we stay fashioned to Him. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Colossians 1:15. Okay? How many are still with me? Say, "I am." Still with you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you. Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Look at verse 15. Or maybe I'll read just a little bit before that, verse 12, first chapter. "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Now everybody look at verse 15. "Who is this Jesus, this one, this Son, who is the image." Everybody say image. What did Jesus say in John 14, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Hallelujah. And the reason why I can prove that is because my words are not only gracious, but my works exemplify who the Father is. And here he says, Paul says, who is in the image, this man, the Son, who is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Now, let me just talk about that word image for just a moment. And bear with me, because I just want you to see this morning. Obviously, I'm not a Greek scholar. But the word image is in the Greek, E-I-K-O-N-E. It's pronounced, the closest I can get to it is ikoni, and the accent is on the E. Ikoni is the way it's pronounced. And it means a statue, a profile, a representation, a resemblance. Now, can you repeat that back to me? Statue, a profile, a representation, or a resemblance. And so it says here that this Son, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, that's the Father, in whom, this Son, we have redemption through Jesus' shed blood, even forgiveness of sins, who is, he is the profile, the statue, the profile, the representation, and the resemblance of the invisible God. Hallelujah. He's the image. Now, let's turn to Hebrews. At least I'll teach you where your books are. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Oh, I like this one. I'll begin at verse 1. I said 3, but that's where we want to go. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his, who? Son. Who is his Son? His firstborn, Jesus. In these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Watch this. Who being in the brightness of his glory, hallelujah. And he doesn't say here the image. I love this. I love it. It says the express image of his person. Hallelujah. In other words, he's reiterating and saying Jesus is non-diminished. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. I am the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, this word, express image, is a little different. It's one word. It's one word together. And it's spelled C-H-A-R-A-K-T-E-R. And it's pronounced like K-H-A-R-A-K-T-A-R, car-ac-tor, which means what? Character. Obviously, that's where we get our word character. It means a graver, a tool or a person, a figure stamped, and this is the one I like the best. It's an exact copy. Hallelujah. It's an exact copy. So let's read this again. Jesus, we're talking about, who being in the brightness of his glory and the exact copy of his person. He's the exact copy of the Father. How many of you know that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, then go with me to another place. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Actually, go to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 1. We may just start there. I can read a little fast if you can read a little fast. Hallelujah. Say, I'm still with you, Pastor. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is my teacher. Hallelujah. Would you say this? Before this is all over with, I mean the working of the Father in me, I'm not only going to teach about the plane, I can fly the plane. Hallelujah. Look at verse 1. chapter 3, 2 Corinthians. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some other epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered to us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust we have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the... Look at this word here in verse 6. He made us what? Able what?
Ministers.
How, if you're a minister, then everybody say, if I'm a minister... Oh, come on, help me. If I'm a minister, then I have a ministry. Okay, well, let's find out what that ministry is. He says that he's been made, that we've been made able ministers of the New Testament. Glory to God. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Of the Spirit. For the letter, the law, killeth, but the Spirit, that's that new nature that Christ gave you, once you were born, the Holy Spirit put in you, when you were born again, it giveth life. But if the, let me substitute the word administration, because it's the same word, really. It's a overseeing, or it's a time period. And he's talking about the law, and he's talking about Moses, and he's comparing it with our new nature. And he's talking about that time when they received the law and they walked under the law all those thousands of years. So I'm going to say the word administration instead of ministration if you're looking at the King James. But if the administration of death, written and engraven in stones, remember when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments in stones? If that was glorious so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away with. We know that that time frame and the law was done away with. How shall not the administration of the Spirit, that's a little s, that's your born again spirit, that's what the Holy Spirit does for us today. He doesn't bring at your moment of salvation, he doesn't say, here's 10 commandments, I want you to follow them. He says, here's a new nature, I want you to follow the new nature. And if you follow the new nature, you will be free from the law, but you'll also fulfill the law in all the moral dictates of it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I love it. How shall not the administration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For the administration of condemnation, isn't that amazing that he calls it a time of condemnation? If that was glorious, much more does the administration of righteousness exceed in glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad I live in 2011. For even that which was made glorious by no glory, he said it was glorious, but it was really not glorious in this respect, by the reason of the glory that has come now and has superseded it and fulfilled everything in us. Hallelujah. In other words, we've been born again. For if that which was done away with was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use such plainness of speech, not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, and without going into a lot of teaching here, that veil was the flesh. That veil was the flesh, that veil in the temple that was rent on the day that Jesus was crucified. That was the flesh. God superseded that and said, look, I had to deal with you as men, not as sons. But now I can supersede into your flesh. You are born again. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The flesh cannot inhibit you from seeing or being made into my image anymore. The life of my spirit, which is the new nature, and that new nature can receive the Holy Ghost on top of that. That life in and of itself qualifies you to walk a sin-free life, a life in knowing who your Father is and being conformed into your Father's image. Hallelujah. He said, seeing then we have such great hope, we use plainness of speech, not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, for their minds were blinded. For unto this day the same veil is untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. In other words, if they will turn, because he says this, but even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. In other words, any Jew then or now that sits in a synagogue and all they believe, they do not believe our 27 of the new, but the 39 of the old, when that is read, that veil of the flesh is on their hearts. They cannot see that the true image of the Father is Jesus Christ. They can't see that. But if anybody can witness to them and pray for them, the moment their heart begins to turn, that veil is taken away. They can see into the express image of God. Nevertheless, verse 16. Nevertheless, when it is taken, when it, being that veil of the flesh, shall be taken, or when it shall turn to the Lord, rather, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the administration that we have now, which is the new nature. It is the new nature. In other words, he's saying, we're not under the old, we're under the new, and our administration is the new, is the born-again Spirit which the Holy Spirit has delivered to you. The Lord is that Spirit. He's that administration. He's now that, little s. The Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Hallelujah. I has been born again. Glory be to God. I am free. I am free. Even tomorrow or the next day, if I didn't feel like it, I am free. I'm free from sin. I'm free from depression. He's not talking about, oh, the Spirit of the Lord was in that church today and I got free. Woo, I got free. Well, you, brother, you were free before you ever came in there. You was free before you ever came in there. The Spirit of the Lord, if the Spirit of the Lord, which is the new nature, is in you, you've been set free. Hallelujah. But we all, everybody say we all.
We all.
Let's turn to somebody and say, that means you and me and all of us. But we all with open face. Now here's the contrast. They didn't have an open face because the flesh wouldn't let them. Moses had to wear a veil. And they couldn't look into it any further because their flesh, which was going to be done away with in Christ, couldn't see to the end of it. They couldn't see what a glorious administration. Now I can see all the way. I can see that what God wants of me is to be conformed not to the law, not to the Ten Commandments. He wants me to be conformed to the righteousness of His Son, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that. Hallelujah. So I don't have to go around. Here's the practicality of it. I don't have to go around with somebody following me and saying, did you check that off? I've gone to churches before, God bless them, I've seen the Ten Commandments up on their wall. Don't they know that Ten Commandments is already here? It's here. Nobody has to follow you around and say, don't do this, don't do that. You live out of the dictates. Can I watch that? Was it all right to go to that movie? Was it all right to go to there? Was it all right to... Listen, nobody has to follow you around and say, look, oh, let's go through a checklist and see, can you go in there or not go in there? If your conscience will allow you and you're following Him, then you're able, you're free. The Bible says, blessed is the man that condemns himself not for the thing which he allows. In other words, if your conscience is not condemning you, then you have that... You have that confidence with God. It's not somebody doesn't have to follow you around and say, look, you need to obey the Ten Commandments. Look, doing that, is that going to be close enough to the Ten Commandments? No. We follow Him out of the dictates of a new nature now. Hallelujah to God. Our conviction comes by following who? The express image. And remember what Hebrews said? He is the exact image. The exact image of the Father. Hallelujah. And let's finish this up here in this part. It says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Okay, this word glass is the word mirror. It's the word mirror. When I look into that mirror, the word says, I am beholding the glory of the Lord. Who is the glory of the Lord? Well, we have to conclude this. If Jesus is the express image of the Father, then what the Father wants us to be conformed to when we're looking into Him, when we're communing with Him, and that's what that mirror is. It's communion. It's looking into His Word. It's looking into His presence. If we're to be conformed to His glory, there's only one that I know is the exact image of His glory, and His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. So He wants me, when I'm looking into His glory, to be conformed to this man, Christ Jesus. Everybody say this, I'm not being conformed to Pastor Bronk. I'm not being conformed to no preacher. But I am being conformed to Jesus Christ. Watch this. Now this is where you need to really pay close attention. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed. That word are changed is one word. It's the word metamuphe, which is the word we get the word from metamorphosis, which means what? A continual change taking place. So what it's saying here is, as I look at Jesus, I am continually being changed into His image. Glory be to God. Can everybody say amen? Amen. We are changed into His image from glory to what?
Glory.
Even glory. Even by what? Glory to glory. Even by what? This Spirit of the Lord, which the Lord has put in us, which is the new nature. But let me back up into verse 18 one more time. But we all, everybody say that. That means what? The whole church? We all, with open face, when we're beholding His glory, all of us are changed into what? The what? The same image. The same image. Where we... Okay, let me get some help. Otto, come up here. You look like a good God the Father figure. Not Godfather. Not... Come on. I need this moved, please. Hallelujah. And I need Kato Javarius. Would you come here? He's gonna, boy, after this is over, you're going to get some nominees for the next Academy Award, okay? Now, I need it moved over. I'm sorry, guys, because that's where God the Father is going to be sitting. Yeah, there you go. Okay? Now, come up. You stay down there. Mint, you just sit right here because you're getting kind of old, you know? God the Father, you're kind of getting kind of old. When you get to heaven and you do see this invisible God, He's not gray. How could anybody who created all things wax old? He's going to look young. If God the Father was to appear to you, you'd think, who is this young, good-looking guy? The fatherhood is not in age. It's in His eternal role that He, in a three-part triune Godhead, they decided instantaneously, because they all have the same mind, who would take on the role of administrator, the planner, who would take on the role of the redeemer, that's Christ, the Logos, and who would take on the role as the one that would come and change us through the Spirit, the incubator that would change us from glory to glory. And they decided that not in a discussion, they decided it in a oneness of mind. So please, believe me, the Father is not old. He's just the Father by character. That's who He is. Now, the Word says that we will be changed into the exact express image, is what it's teaching, of who? Who? Jesus. Now you step up here. One more. Once you step all the way, get right in front of the Father. You're going to hide Him. But when you have seen me, you've seen the Father. I can't see Him. Oh, no. No, you can't see the Father, but when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? So far. Okay? Now, I need some believers that are being conformed to this image, because that's the image we're being conformed to. Okay, let's get some good looking. You guys just stand up and step forward and just face me. Okay? Amber, Davey's saying no. Okay. Cause can you stand for a few minutes or no? She's 7 months and she's beautiful. Okay? I just need Terry. I know you like to ham it up. Okay, Deanne. Deanne is a good, okay. All right, this will probably be good enough. Let's see, you come here. Terry, you get back here. Thank you. Deanne, you come up here, and you just get right here close to the stage and face him. And Jimmy, you're a good-looking guy, so you need to get into this. Come up here, Jimmy. Now, I'll put you up here in just a minute. You stand right here, Jimmy. Look at your word, because I want you to see this. Where were we? What verse? Okay. We all. Yes. As Gary said, Paul must have been a Southerner, the way he says, you all and we all and you all. But everybody say, we all.
We all.
We all, with open face, beholding in a glass, we are changed into the what? The same image. The same image from glory to glory. The same image. Now, the word says he is in the express image. But when it says that we are changed into the same image is not into our same image. But we understand this. We're being changed into this same image. But the amazing part of it is this. It says, we all of us, we're all siblings of the one that we cannot see, which is our Father, siblings, brothers and sisters. Now listen to this. Siblings, they're siblings in this, maybe not in this auditorium now because they're over there, but a lot of brothers and sisters, little ones, come into this auditorium. He'll have one day. JoJo will have one day. But there's already a bunch of little ones running around here who are brothers and sisters. If you look at them, many of them and most of them have something about them that we say, you look like your brother. Or you look like your sister. You guys look alike. I can maybe not a whole lot, and then some a whole lot. Homer's marked all his puppies. God bless them. But they got the beauty of their mother that kept them out of, you know, okay, I'll, no, going too far. But if you look, it's either the mouth or the eyes, or the mouth and the eyes. But they have that same image. But did you know that siblings do not determine their image of look-alike? What makes them look-alike is not that they've been conformed to each other's image. But siblings are conformed, and what makes siblings look a lot alike is that they're conformed to their parents. To their parents. And we have one parent, a Father in heaven. And the Father says, if you want to see my image, my expressed, Philip says, show us. He says, I am him. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And the Father is saying, be conformed to him. What makes us look alike, what makes us who we are in likeness. Listen, Jesus is not the express. I think you understand this. Jesus doesn't look like the Father as in physical attributes. It's not his eyes. It's not his hair. It's not his lips.
He's saying that the express image of the Father is He's everything that the Father is in agape, as in character, as we said, that's that word character. Everything that the Father is, Jesus is the fullness of the character of the Father. That's what makes Him look just like the Father. Not His way He combs His hair, not the way He is an individual, the Son. What He is in the express image is everything He is in character of who the Father is. That's what makes Jesus look just like the Father. That's what He was saying to Philip. Not my physical image, but who I am in what I've said and what I've done and my works. Oh, and guess what, Philip? The works that I do, you'll do also. If they don't believe your words, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and He's going to back up the image, my image in you, by the world seeing, look, they say and they do. Oh, the Father must be backing up Christ in them, because when they speak of His love, they're also able to fulfill His love by laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. Hallelujah. Now, siblings don't determine the look alike of each other. It's their prototype in the Father. It's their prototype in the Son. Now, all of these are on a journey. And by way of listening audience, there is a nice kind of gray-headed, older gentleman sitting on stage as God the Father. In front of him, that you, and totally blocking him out, hopefully, is another man that is portraying Jesus. Around them, standing like planets orbitating to the sun, are people in our congregation standing at the altar. And all of you have obviously seen that. All of these have the same image in them. It's the image of the firstborn. It's His image inside of them. He's wanting us to grow and gravitate to the image of His Son. Listen. All of these are on a journey. She may have just gotten saved 6 months ago. She may have gotten saved. Okay, sorry, Amber. She may have gotten saved 20 years ago. And she got diverted a few times. But she always came back. She was conforming, but she came back. This one may have only been saved 2 years. But the Word says in that place, as we behold Him, as we look at Him, we are changed from what? From glory to glory into the same image. Not these same images, but that same image. But we all are being changed into that same image. We all are. So, it doesn't matter where these guys are on their walk. Look, you can determine, I'm a self-made person. I'm not going to be conformed to anybody's image. I don't follow man. I follow Christ. That's wonderful. I'm an independent thinker. I don't want people to curb. Listen, that's wonderful. But if we all keep gravitating to that image, there will be sibling lookalikes and talkalikes about us that no matter what, even if we set our will, it's not our image physically, it's not our personalities physically, but as we gravitate to this man, we are all going to be gravitating to the same image, which is Christ in us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can already tell, I mean, before people get to me, if you've been someplace else, if you talk to another person who is an elder in Christ, I can already told you what they said. How do you know you weren't there? How do you know they had the same answer that you'll give them? Because they are close enough to His image that we're not trying to be siblings conforming to each other. But we cannot determine. The closer we gravitate to Him, the more we're going to look like Him. And the more we look like Him, when we turn and look at each other, we're going to say, my God, You got the same Father I got. Hallelujah. We're all speaking the same thing. We're all moving towards the same image. We're all going to the same place. We're all moving. And this one says, okay, look, you know, I've just been saved a little while, but I just want to know more of Him. I want to know. Listen, this is what the world cannot do. When Jerry Lewis has his, I don't know if he's still alive, but if they have the telethon this Memorial Day, Labor Day, is that it? Thanks, Gerald. Listen. It does not, he said it was what, his last time? Okay, it's going to be his last time. But what the world cannot do, Jesus said, the way the world will know that I'm in the image of the Father and that you're in the image of the Father, the works that I do, you'll do also. Is that what he said? This will exemplify the Father in me. The world, in their feeding programs, the world can have a feeding program. They just can't do the works of the Father. They can't get people saved. They can't get them out of wheelchairs. The world can have good ideas. Listen, church, a good idea is not a God idea. You can have good ideas in the church, and you can have God ideas that come from Him. The ones that are good ideas will not be doing the works of the Father. The only way that you get to His express image is beholding Him and keep beholding Him. This one could have been saved 25 years and been in a lot of good ideas. And oh, God loves him. He's still the righteousness of God in Christ. And this guy, he gets right up here, right in the front, right in the face. And he's only been saved 2 years. Why? Because he's throwing out good ideas for God ideas. He's throwing out his own image for his image. And he's saying, God, conform me to the image of Christ. And guess what? Again, the more that we're conformed to that image, we'll turn to each other and say, you said the same thing? Yeah. Oh, you're trying to be a Bronc Flint. Or you're trying to be a Dave Roberson. Or you're trying to be a Gary Carpenter. Uh-uh. We're all just getting it from the same man. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Now, that doesn't... Be yourself. Express Him in your way. That's your individuality. But as we all keep gravitating towards Him, we're all going to come to one place. His name is Jesus. And that's the man that's taking us into the next millennial. That's the man that is the Lord of the church. He's the express image of the Father. And you will not be able to see the Father. Hallelujah. Get in there, guys. Hallelujah. Let's give him a great big hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many enjoyed that? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Know this. As you express yourself in me, I'll express myself in you. And who you are as an individual come out more colorful, more lively, and more full than you ever thought possible. But also, you'll be joined to one whose image is my express image, saith the Spirit of grace. For know this, in these last days, the world looks for an entire body for those who are speaking the same things in my word and saying the things of the mysteries of Christ and are able to perform these things. And know this, that you are that latter-day church, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus.